The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Dermaveen at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back. You're listening to The House of Wellness. Our phone number, 131 873. Please give us a call right now with any of your health issues or concerns. We love to chat about it. No question is off limits. Give us a call, 131 873. But first, I want to jump in to the topic that we kind of started discussing at the top of the show in terms of that loneliness conversation. And I think it affects more people than we probably give credit to. We're living in a world of texts, tweets, emails, FaceTime and Instagram, but never have we been more connected. Yet the latest stats show that some 6 million of us, think about that, 6 million of us feel lonely. Joining us on the line is Dr. Luke Martin, a clinical psychologist and Beyond Blue's clinical spokesperson. Now, with Loneliness Awareness Week starting, Luke, what I wanted to ask is, is it true that most of us at some stage in our lives will actually feel alone?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, loneliness is definitely something we can all experience, even when we're surrounded by other people. It's like a little internal alert we have that signals we need some deeper social connection than we have. And we've really evolved to have this because we need to feel part of a group to feel safe and secure and well. But, you know, as you said, those numbers are really concerning. We've got about 1 in 3 people who now say they often feel lonely. And, yeah, that's an awful feeling. It can be like a physical ache for people. So it really is an issue we need to pay attention to.
Well, we were talking about the stigma attached to admitting that you might be lonely, which to me breaks my heart because surely that then exacerbates the problem. Can you suggest for us some tools and strategies we can use to, and perhaps the first step is knowing how to reach out and admit that you're lonely?
Yeah, it is a really, really, you know, tricky thing to navigate because I think we all find it, you know, I find it hard to go out and make new friends. That's hard to do as an adult. So often I think a better starting point is to really focus on kind of quality rather than quantity. So to taking any of your existing relationships and seeing if you can deepen it just a little bit through, you know, sharing a bit more of yourself, asking questions, just getting to know each other at a slightly deeper level, I think is a helpful starting point because it is a really tricky first step if you are feeling isolated. I also think there's an onus on the rest of us as neighbours and as communities to kind of invite people in a little bit more. And those little micro interactions we have around the street, there is some interesting research showing that they do actually top up our well-being a little bit. They matter, you know, having a chat about your dog, putting your bins out. Those little moments do actually help our well-being. But also, I guess, to say that, you know, because loneliness can really affect someone's mood, we know that if you are lonely, you're 4 times more likely to experience depression. If you are being affected by it, then it is helpful to chat it through with someone. You know, giving us at Beyond Blue a call is also a helpful first step.
It's been a lot this week in the media, Luke, about dementia and Alzheimer's, and I saw a frightening statistic that suggested that loneliness in old age isolation. So loneliness in old age isolation increases the risk of dementia by 60%. Mm. So loneliness has enormous ramifications as Australians live longer, and the cost of dementia is just rising through the roof. So loneliness we need to address, don't we? Because otherwise this is just a one-way trap to disaster.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There's almost the issue of loneliness itself, which is not a really, you know, enjoyable way to live your life. Like, we need to feel connected, but then there's the knock-on effects to physical health, to mental health, that, you know, there is this domino effect. So if we can really gather around, and it really, to me, it starts at the local community level. How do we be there for each other more so we're not feeling isolated, I think it's like an epidemic we need to address.
Luke, I want to commend you all at Beyond Blue for your incredible work in supporting our community and our mental health. And I imagine you see so much at the forefront of what people are struggling with. Can you give us an idea of really what is affecting people at the moment?
Yeah, well, the number one thing we see is cost of living pressures, which we read about in the paper every day, but they are currently the number one issue that's impacting people's mental health. Our research at Beyond Blue shows that 4 in 5 people say that it's having a negative impact on their mental health. 1 in 5 say that impact is extreme. And so we know that, you know, money problems and mental health problems can often feed into each other, and it creates a bit of a downward spiral for someone. And if you can intervene in that spiral earlier by reaching out for support, things like the National Debt Helpline, places like Beyond Blue, just to take some positive early action before things spiral out of control can really help. I was talking to someone and they described, you know, living in financial stress as like constantly riding your bike into the wind. And it's hard going and it's really hard to understand it if you're riding the other way with the wind at your back. So I think it's a bit of an invisible force that can really affect lots of different aspects of someone's life. And a lot of people are doing it tough at the moment.
Luke, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the Wellbeing Action Tool that you can find online at Beyond Blue. And one of your online mantras for mental health is actually PACE, P-A-C-E. Can you just quickly explain that to us?
Yeah, sure thing. So PACE is an acronym within Beyond Blue's Wellbeing Action Tool, which is a personalised wellbeing plan. And so we worked with our community to say, you know, what are the things that actually keep you well? And there were four action areas. So the P was for pause. So every week, making sure you're taking time to stop and reflect and rest and take the pressure down. The A is for act. It's kind of positive actions that make you feel good. Exercise, making progress towards a goal. The C is for connect, staying socially connected, but also connecting to nature, connecting to your community. And the E is for enjoy. So just making sure that you're doing things that you get a kick out of every week, so life isn't too serious and boring. And PACE really works as a mindset reminder as well. So how do I set my pace this week in a way that's good and sustainable for my own mental health?
Luke, I really love that. I think a lot of listeners are going to get a lot out of that. It's fantastic. I also want to give a massive shout out to beyondblue.org.au and the phone number. Take this down, guys. 1-300-22-4636. And that's beyondblue.org.au. You can check out PACE as part of their wellbeing action tool. Luke, you've been a delight to talk to. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. We hope to talk to you again, and make sure you check out beyondblue.org.au. We'll be back with more on pneumococcal disease. That's right here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Did you know almost one in three Australians don't get enough vitamin D in winter? Choose Austalin Vitamin D3 1000 IU from Chemist Warehouse. It helps maintain vitamin D levels in your body to support bone strength and muscle function. Austalin Vitamin D3 1000 IU 300 capsules available from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
A Paris 2024 Olympic Games update. Thanks to Harvey Norman, proud to be Australia's official retail partner, powered by LG, partner of Nine's Olympic broadcast.
Sophie Clark here with your latest update from Paris. Australia has broken a 28-year Olympic drought, claiming a tennis gold for the first time since 1996. Matthew Ebden and John Peers managed a miraculous comeback at Roland Garros to win gold in the men's doubles. It's one of five medals claimed during today's action after Australia claimed silver in the men's windsurfing event and scored podium finishes in three events in the pool. Jason Day is in with a chance of securing a historic medal for Australia despite a late stumble on day three of the men's golf competition. The women's hockey teams defeated Spain 3-1 in its final pool match. On the track, a tiny Caribbean nation of St. Lucia has won its first ever medal in the most impressive way. Runner Julian Alfred claimed gold in the women's 100 metres final, recording a time of 10.72 seconds. To the medal tally, China is in the lead with 16 golds, followed by the US and France. Australia's dropped to fourth with 12. I'm Sophie Clark with your Olympics update.
That medal tally update was thanks to Toyota, Australian Olympic and Paralympic team partner. Oh, what a feeling.